You are listening to Adventures in Azeroth, and here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Good lord, Spanky. That's a way to start a show off.
I don't even have any words. Anyway, hello and welcome to Adventures in Azeroth. This is episode 86. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good. We were having a conversation about, you know, no one really remembers who, you know, came in second place. And if you missed it by an inch, or missed it by a mile, a miss is still a miss. But then Spanky goes, well, unless it's special cuddles, then it's better to finish second. Yes, I agree. 100%.
He says his work here is done.
Yeah. All right. Peace out, man.
Spanky.
Peace.
Yeah. Thanks for that.
Jesus.
Right.
So,
okay, yeah.
Stuff.
We're doing it again.
Yeah,
this is like, you know, this is like becoming regular. What's going on?
I know.
What's this? Crazy.
Well, because at the end of this episode, we go and plan when the next one will be, and we put it into our Google thingies, and now we know.
We like to Google.
Yeah,
we're all about the Google.
It's good.
Exactly. All right. Let's get going, because we don't want this to be a long show.
People need to
go to sleep.
Continue squirting. Super squirting.
Squirt. It is super squirt day.
It's super squirt day right now.
So you're taking time out
of Lita's super squirting, which is... She's like, no, I need to super squirt like right now. She's been super squirting all day. It's crazy.
Not all, most of the day.
Wow.
Most of the day since about
you can go long.
5:30.
That's a lot. Good God. As soon as I saw you up, I was like, yep, super squirt day. In the time that you've been squirreling, I've leveled 3 pets, Spanky says. Yep. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. Besides Super Squirt Day right now, really, I think we were going to talk about Classic Launch, because I think that was the biggest thing that popped up. I think between
exciting news.
Our last episode, I think I think between the time of our last episode, they did do BlizzCon dates. And so they did announce that it was November 1 and 2. And... that all the tickets are now sold out. So, if you need to get a ticket, I would suggest there's a website called Want to BlizzCon, and it is what was left of the what was the old site Looking for BlizzCon, right? Was it LLF BlizzCon?
Yeah, I think so. Right? Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, the person that's running the site is the same person. It's just different partner. Actually, I think she's on her own now, and she's very trustworthy. So she tries to vet the people that sell the tickets so that they will sell them at face value only. But every once in a while, somebody tries to sneak through and tries to gouge, and she will knock them down pretty quickly. So if you need to go find BlizzCon tickets, go to wanttoblizzcon.com or on eBay for $1,500 to $3,000. Yeah, I mean, that's just not going to happen. So
that's that's not cool.
I'm still waiting to win the lotto, because if we win the lotto, then we're flying the family down to go trick or treating at Con before the dorm. Which this year Seraphis has partnered with Wowhead. That by itself was amazing. So apparently
their third
they made their third stretch goal,
Stretch goals, that's it.
This is really good because they don't have to fight against each other because there's always...
Exactly.
Like every year that I had gone, I've never gone to the WoW head one because I always felt like the calm before the storm was more related to what I wanted to do, right? And
well, we didn't have time anyway last year.
No.
About how busy, like, you just don't have time.
But now that they've joined forces, now they're competing against Blizzard, because Blizzard's having apparently a sneak preview of something on the same night. It's like, Blizzard, why?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that? Stop. Like, I know that you wanted to offer something extra for the people that were going to pay for that extra tier, BlizzCon tier, right? But don't stop trying to compete against your fans. Right? Because I feel like you're competing against your own fans. Stop. Stop. Show your fans some love.
It's not like they don't know that certain things are going to happen a couple of nights before.
Well, they know because they have to approve the Hilton and all that in order to let them have their parties. Because if Blizzard doesn't approve them, those parties do not go in. So, like, they are shut down. So Blizzard knows that they're there.
Yeah.
I just wish there'd be
maybe the hedging or bets.
Yeah. So there's BlizzCon, the merger, which is really cool. And classic, right? Okay, so classic. This is what we actually have show notes for. So we got a classic launch date. August 27th, and I saw people were like, they're surprised at such a late date. I'm like, no, I'm not surprised at all. I thought it was going to be end of August anyways, because you and I were planning some other stuff, right? And wasn't I saying, like, yeah, Classic should be coming out around the end of August, right? So... Yeah.
When we were breaking stuff down, it was like, maybe it might happen around here.
I'm not sure, but I'm not sure why people were so surprised. I mean, it's still summer, right? So, I mean, for us, it's summer. Exactly. For you, it's winter, but still, it's... Anyways, so August 27th this year, there is no word on realm names yet. One of the things that popped out at me was that they are open to creating Burning Crusade and Wrath Realms, which is good.
No,
I am just assuming though that there would be new realms made when they wanted to go to that, patch and expansion, and not convert an existing classic realm, because otherwise, you could see that if they're like, hey, if we know that everyone's going to go, that if we know in the future, Realm A will get converted. If people don't want to be converted, then they're not going to go on that realm. And then you're already going to mess around with, like, the pops, right? So,
yeah,
it can't be that way. So, Gia's saying that Classic will remain Classic as well. Yeah, I can't see them converting one over. So the interviewee at Blizzard, I don't know who it was, thinks that they were doing an API for websites. It was confirmed that yes, they are doing an API for websites, but they're not sure it's going to be ready for Classic launch. In fact, I think they're saying they really don't think it will be. I kind of hope that sites like Wowhead will get them moving towards doing the API, because personally, for me, with the other stuff that we do.
Yeah.
The information was there at one at version 1.112. The info was there. It just wasn't accessible. So.
Oh, okay.
If the information's there, they are going to be using the retail API, which is our current one, which is good, which means that we should get all the info that we need, which is good. We just need it.
And I mean, Whalehead is running a like they've got their normal site, and then you can switch it over to the classic site for.
But
so
Wowhead is not going to be able to do a lot of the character driven information and lookups and all that stuff until Blizzard gets their stuff done. Cams are frozen.
Yeah.
No, I see our cams are okay.
That's okay.
So did you get beta access? Okay, so did you get beta or did you get the beta plus stress test?
Oh.
Because there was two, right? Well, one was beta that came out like a week and a half ago or something. Or maybe 2 weeks ago.
I thought. I thought it was beta and then it swapped to the other one.
Okay, well, if you just got access to it this week... then you got access to it for the stress test. And I believe they might be locking those accounts down. I'm not 100% sure. But I know that the stress test happened this week, and they're going to plan another one for next week.
Beta and stress test. Well, yeah, that's what showing.
Yeah, that's what it says on mine as well. So I was able to play a little, and it was okay.
Okay. Cool.
It wasn't choppy or anything, but this was also before they did the stress test, right? I don't know. Do I have it in my week? Yes, I do. Do you just want to go into our weeks?
Go.
Yeah, might as well.
Go for it.
So basically, when I played the classic beta, which was I think I played it. Last week sometime I leveled a night elf hunter using Iron Man rules just because night elves suck, they're not great. They're not like they are now, and it's such a completely different game. It's a completely different game. It's nice. Just night and day.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's good.
It's just Spanky, one of the biggest things I've noticed is that in classic night elves, the racial is the big thing here, and for Iron Man's the racial for the night elves are really important. So Shadow Meld can be used at any time and it drops you out of combat. In classic, you can't use it when you are in combat. So you can only use it when you're out of combat. Yeah. So night elves are a completely different thing. Like they are not OP, right? So it's a completely different
right across.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So I think one of the things I noticed first is the questing. One was the quest objectives wouldn't come up until I got one of them. So first few quests in the night elf zone, you have to kill panthers and boars, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't come up until you kill one of them, and then it will show you, hey, you're one of seven of these, and you're zero of seven of the other one. And when I go look at the settings, yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't like that. And when you have a, when you need to turn in your quest, it doesn't show up as a question mark. It shows up just as like a dot where you know how you would have like a mining node. It shows up like that. So, and I'm thinking, this is the crap that I remember. I remember not having all the nice stuff that we have now. And, and Spanky, that's actually what I'm going to get into right now, is that there was a list of bugs that people were reporting, like, oh, this is broken, that are not bugs. And I laughed my ass off because I feel like, you know, no, they shouldn't fix those. And I don't believe they are. People want the wanted the that classic version of WoW, and they should get it. And you'll see. I mean, and people are gonna love playing it again, and I know that, and I'm really glad, because if you can bring people back into WoW, yes, we're not playing on the same realm, yes, we're not playing the same version of the game, but you're still playing, right? And it still shows that people are liking the game, right? So when I streamed, I'm pretty sure somebody from Blizzard asked me in the Twitch chat, because it's a name I don't even know, and the way that they asked me was, what did I think of the game? And I'm like, it's just it's just out of the blue. And I said to them, I'm like, you know, I mean, this brings back memories of when I played back then. I mean, it was fun back then, but when you compare it to what we have now, I don't want to give up all the stuff that we have now. Like the group looting, not group looting. AOE looting, right? You know how if you click on one loot, it loots up like everything. Great.
Yeah.
Right. And
separate looting.
And again, I needed to make a point of saying that just because I don't think I would main a character there, I mean, I'll play around with it a little bit, but if other people want to, you know, I'm not poo-pooing you. I'm giving you a high five and go have fun. Go have fun with her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
If it makes you happy to main over there, then go for it.
Yeah.
I think that would be tagging. Yeah. Tagging. Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Always.
There's
always.
So many things. Yeah. And it's a completely different game.
Quality of life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, and it's, and I'm the same as you, as in I'm going to play it. I'm not going to, I might dedicate maybe one night a week, maybe to, you know, playing around with it, but I'm not, you know, there is no way that anyone's going to get me to go away from my main. Like I'm sorry. There isn't. I love her too much. She's my first love. Sure, she always will be. But I will go dabble over here, and that's fine, just to, you know. And obviously, if we can do the challenge tunes over there, that will probably become the focus of trying that in that arena, just to see how it goes. But, you know, when it comes down to it, I do have enough alts. Is that possible? Did I just say that?
Wow.
I've got enough so, you know, to keep me busy.
Thinking about it, doing the beta, I'm used to my UI looking a certain way. Right? And I think when Classic comes out, if they allow add-ons the same way that we have them now. I know that they've been trying to look at maybe not allowing all the add-ons that we have now. Are you done typing? Thanks.
Sorry. Thanks, I was just saying this.
If they allowed me to edit the UI, I think I would have a better time at Classic than I would with the default.
Are they gonna run Classic add-ons?
They said yes, but I think they said that there were some that they were gonna limit. No.
Okay.
No.
So maybe Deadly Boss.
So for instance, back in the day, you could not move character nameplates around, right? Like mm-hmm. your.
Yep.
But in this, you can, because it's using the retail version. Okay.
Yeah.
That's stuff they can.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they were saying that they might not allow it, but I think that's a bigger thing for me now, is that I can't play with the default. And that I think kind of hinders me in doing beta testing. Yes, yeah. We're not beta testing add-ons, right? But if you're used to playing it a certain way, I can't get into the game by hitting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've got to set my gamepad up a certain way and all that too. And it's different, right? Hopefully they will allow like an LVUI version. That would be neat to have it for Classic. Mm. Then I could see myself playing it a little bit more, but definitely not as much as my main. Because I think I'm like you, my main is my main. And that's just how it is, right? I don't want to give up my main.
Well,
right?
We've spent 15 plus years on them.
Right, so, exactly. You know. Exactly.
And the reason we've spent 15 plus years on them is because we love them. This is what we do. You know, and I mean, it's.
I don't wrong with that. Think that. Classic is being aimed at people like us. I think it's really aimed at the people that have been gone for a while, that are playing on servers that
are not
legit, and possibly bringing in some new blood to say, hey, this is how things were before. Because I think you just need a subscription and then you can play both. So then you can see how it was before, and with the same sub, you can also see how things are now and take your pick, right? So, but besides that, Classic, the beta, I only did to level 5, but I didn't notice anything grievously wrong with it. Okay. I just, like, you have to read the quest text to see where the hell you're going
to
go.
Do you reckon it took you to get from 1 to 5? What was that, like 2 hours? 3 hours? Do you remember?
It was on a stream.
Was it in
one
stream or did you do?
It was in about a half of a stream, because I think the same stream I did Pacifist and Bloodthirsty, and then we switched over to the Iron, and so maybe about an hour and a half to 2 hours tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Just interesting.
But yeah, I think that's it really for news, though, right? I know that we're closer to 8.2 because they're testing raid stuff, so that means that it's coming very soon.
Soon.
I've been doing mount runs this week, or since last time we played, or bless God, man. I am not feeling well. So the words are hard. Very, very hard.
Words are very hard. That's all right.
That's what she
said. We're not going to have a long show. We're not going long. We're not going long. There we go.
I'm not known for going long. Oh, wah, wah. So mount runs. I've had no luck since our last show. Since our last show, I did unlock the Dolari Trolls.
Oh, good. Congratulations. Which,
finally. And so cool. Now that I've experienced all the allied race unlocks, have you unlocked everything? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think out of them all, I think the Maghar was my favorite one, more because you got to go back to Draenor and see what's gone on since we left.
Oh,
so it was kind of cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool to see, like, that kind of shape. And who knows what it's like now, right? Well, we do know what it's like right now, but who knows what that's going to be in the future. I thought it was pretty cool. Some were longer than others, but I think out of them all, I think the orcs were my most favorite. Did you have a preference at all?
Well, out of all of the new ones, I haven't unlocked them all.
Oh, I thought you unlocked them.
However,
I thought you had them all.
I've done Zandalari, and I've done Maghar, and I've done
the Cold Tyrants.
No.
Oh, you're still not done those?
Still a bane in my side.
Oh.
No.
I thought I was helping.
All
right.
Yeah, but then I've got to go and run another dungeon and.
Really? Well, I'll help you with that too.
Anyway, doesn't matter. We'll get there. But I really liked both the Zandalari and the Maghar, because I thought they were good in both different ways. Because obviously Maghar was going back, whereas the Zandalari was very current. Yes. You know, it was all this current stuff, and I liked them both in really different ways. For the Alliance, the one that I just unlocked, which was 7th Legion. Who was that?
7th Legion should have been the Dwarves, right?
Darkhan.
I don't know.
It was interesting. Kind of was a bit like... It was okay.
I don't think any of them were bad. It could have been more.
No, it's not bad. I was hoping it was a bit more. It was just like, And as I said, I'm still, you know, I don't even know how far I'm through that, but I've got to run now the second dungeon. Whatever that is. So we'll see when I get there. Whenever that will be, so... Yeah.
So out of all of the
cool to have it.
8 races, you only need the Tyrians left, right? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
And you might like that one. I won't say what happens, but it was interesting.
It can't be a lock though. I'm really unhappy about that.
Well.
Really unhappy.
Yeah.
I wanted.
Sorry.
A blood lock.
Sorry.
Kul'Tiran. So I'm gonna have to. I'm so disappointed.
Sorry.
Anyway. Yeah.
So I've been leveling alts because of that. I leveled a Kul'Tiran fire mage from like 1, and it's so much fun. I love blowing stuff up. Just fire, boom, 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 pyroblast and fire blast and all this stuff. Oh man, it was great.
How do you level it from 1?
From 20. Well, I mean, like from scratch, right? Like okay, from no, low, right? Like I leveled it like, all the way up, right?
Okay.
So,
just thought you might have had special privilege or something.
Yeah, I'm special privilege because I'm
way
a
back.
White male. So I did that one. I did my old main. So this was my second main that I had back back in the days, my tank that was Burning Crusade and Wrath. So I leveled that one from like 110 to 120, so that wasn't a big thing to do. But I'm leveling a High Mountain Tauren Druid, and I'm doing it as balance, and it's very different from when I last played it in Cataclysm. It's like they redid the spec. Because before, it was like your bar would go one way and then go back the other. And as it goes on to the sun side, you'd have to cast more sun stuff. And it goes on to the night side, you'd have to cast more night spells, right? And it was, now it's like, well, you're just building up stuff and you shoot things, and it's none of the back and forth stuff. I will say that I am flagged in war mode for this one, and I have not been touched once. I have not seen a opposing character, not even once. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I'm playing on my own realm. It's crazy. I'm level 105.
Okay.
And I feel like I've been into certain quest hubs where they're definitely, if I was on like a normal realm, definitely there would be both sides there. But so far for me, nothing. Just nothing at all.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm almost there. Maybe almost at 120.
When you get higher.
Well, I'm kind of thinking that once I,
like
I'm at 105, right? And I'm halfway through Legion. I finished Valshura. It's done. And not once did I see another person there. I'm doing High Mountain next, which is another one where most people go to first. So I'm thinking I should.
Yeah.
See stuff there. We'll see. But I'm thinking that I might see more people when we start getting into the 110s, 111s, when I start getting into Battle for Azeroth zones, and then we'll see how quickly it goes. Right, so there will be a certain point where if I'm getting killed too much by PvP, to just unflip that flag and level up, right?
Yeah.
So, that was pretty much my week, I think.
Okay.
Week. Well, month. These are like my, I've done more than this, but I don't want to go on for hours because,
you know. Well, sure. Sure.
So you know that it's a short show because Lita doesn't have her lippy on. Let's see. She laughs because she knows it's true.
It's true. She needs to get back into
squirting.
I do. Exactly. It's like, you know, this time is money, friend. What I've done is, well, time is money converted into pet leveling. So I finally got exalted with Proudmoore. So that was good. So we opened the quest chain on that. I got exalted with Storm's Wake a couple of nights ago. So that was cool. So I was able to buy the exalted mount. So I think I'm at 357 mount. So I was kind of like, yay, that's exciting. So it's pony. It's a horse.
Yeah.
But it's like, not like the old.
No, you know, honestly, all the mounts on that side are all horses and ponies now. So.
Yeah. Eh. Yeah. But it's another maxi looking mount. It's, you know,
it doesn't look bad. It's just cool. There's not a lot of variation. That's all.
No, because you've got a horse, so you've got a horse.
So
it's just like, but of course I've got to have it because, you know,
mount. So I ran you through two dungeons. I ran you through Tol Dagor first. No, No, I ran you through the mother load first.
Mother load first, and then that was Tol Dagor. The other one. Oh. Tol Dagor was for the Kil
Tiran. Okay. And you think you still have another one?
Mother load was for the Dark Iron. Remember?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So now I'm up to the part where I've got to go to the Shrine of the Storms. Does that make sense?
Yep. That's a dungeon.
I think it's that. Sure. And okay, yeah, I figured it was because I'm like, when I looked at it and I'm like, I've got to go and stick a staff with something.
Oh, yeah.
I've
got to
do something thing.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, great. When I had a look, I'm like, oh, I'll go over and do it because I know where the Shrine of the Storms is. Like, there's a section. And then I looked and went, oh, no. Because the dungeon obviously popped up with the map, and I went, it's a dungeon. Right. I can't do that. I'll have to wait. So, yeah.
The quest part of it is only halfway through. However, I think part of the quest requires that you kill the end boss as well. So, yes. I think you have to do the whole thing anyways. It's not that hard. And if we go through on normal again, we can go through and smash stuff.
Yeah, I know. Right? But there's this little problem that we have, Stone, and that has to do with time zones finding time to do it. So, you know, like the nights when I can do it, it's just you're asleep. So, and when you're awake, I'm at work.
Asked me, and I was awake, right? And I was
awake.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
But you know, it's just been crazy. So it's no problem. We'll get there. It's not a biggie. I just want to roll. Anywhere. You know, I needed a bloodthirsty. That's it. But I'm really because I need another bloodthirsty. Of course. Oh, that's my primary objective. Well, I'll have an ordinary tomb, but I just have to. Uh-oh. No,
hit the mic. That's good.
Seriously,
job,
good one.
Yeah.
So it's a long show when Stone wears the lip. Yeah, exactly. No, so you know, that's not a problem. We'll get there on that. Yeah, it's just
cleavage.
It frustrates me that I've got to do this stuff. I'm so used to, you know, I haven't had people around because they've been off doing other things. So you get so used to solo play.
Sure.
And I don't.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing friggin', you know, LFR or LFG or whatever. I don't do that crap because, you know,
if you do LFG on Shrine on normal, it's pretty quick and they blow through stuff really fast. And
the questing has always been bad.
The questing is not out of the way. Yeah, but you can try to make it good. I try and make it good,
and people are dicks. That's what it comes down to. So I've had enough of that during my real life that I don't need that in my game. So I just don't put myself in that
situation.
Thinking
about the time of day, right? Because the time of day that you would LFG is typically the time of day you're being paired up with people that are up overnight, that are up overnight, right? Here, right?
Yeah, and well, would be on.
So then you might be paired up with people like Zorts. And Zorts, he can be.
Zorts is fantastic.
He's a fantastic guy, but he's not going to put up with any bullcrap. And he will say, "What is this crap? You have to do a quest? Get out of here." No. See, now he's getting him all mad at me.
There he is. He's right. Hey, Zorts.
Yeah, I just had
to remember he's sin. Yeah, I know. But anyway, other than that, I have been doing mount runs. I swear to God, it's just like, just one, just please, and nothing. Not even, hang on, I did get some transmog stuff this week, so it was kind of like, yay, okay. I got something this week, but it's like, damn you, RNGesus. So, yeah. And other than that, it is Super Squirt Day. Not just Squirt Day. It is Super Squirt Day because it is Pet Battle Week. So we're already getting bonus. It is squirt day, so the garrison, I need to get back to squirt and puzzles and Deebs and Tyrell, because I've literally got about two handfuls of actually unique pets to finish leveling.
Oh.
That's not all my pets, obviously, because I've got some doubles, because, you know, I've got a couple of different combinations of certain
two handfuls
pets, you know. Yeah, literally, I've not got that many left unique to level.
She's not looking at me, so she's looking at the camera.
If she looks at me,
you will see her look over to her right, because that's where the screen is for me, and she's looking right at the camera. No. Yeah, see? We're not right looking over there, right. Two handfuls. Yes.
All right. So anyway, where it's like I'm so close. I've been trying since WOD to get all of my uniques pets leveled. And it's not a problem. It's just like I'm finally can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Doesn't mean I have every single pet, because I don't. I've still got so many. Oh, that's what I did. I've been running the new ones for the new
ones.
No. The pet achievement to get the new one that they bought in.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, the pets from the dungeons, raiding with leashes.
Yes, six. Right. Yep.
Yeah. Yes, raiding with leashes. I finally got one the other day. Nice. I think it was Comet?
Yeah,
finally. Like, I've been running and nothing dropped, and I finally got Comet like 2 weeks ago, and then this week just gone, I did them all again, and I got Comet again, and I was like, seriously?
Well, at least you can sell it. Okay, well, when I ran mine, I didn't have any problems getting mine except for one. The one that would drop off of Sulong in the Spring of Eternal whatever, Blossoms or something. I don't know, whichever one it is, right? The Terrace. Yeah, okay. So
yeah.
That one, I took all my alts for 2 weeks in a row, and it wouldn't drop. I'm like, what? Because it's supposed to be a 1 in 10 drop, right? So it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
This, I think it took me 26 tries more. I'm like, what is going on? Okay. Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
I don't think I've been over there, because I'm RNG, I'm normally just concentrating on world bosses, Mogashon vaults, ICC, or something else.
Can I ask you something about Squirt Day? I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty of it, because I know you can spend about a half an hour to an hour just explaining the whole
hours.
Thing. Okay, we're not going to that point. So from what I understand, because I think I've done it once or twice, but it's been a while. You're only doing that one fight, and then you jump onto another tune and you go do the same fight.
No.
What?
No. No, you stay on the one tune. That you can do that fight.
And do it over and over?
And over and over again. Really? Yeah, this is why. Oh. This is.
Okay.
If you've got your garrison and you've got the menagerie at level 3, you will get the pet battle. And squirt only comes around one in every 15 days. 15, okay. 16 days.
That part we don't care. Okay. That part we know. Why is it only one tune?
First quest.
Because you get a quest to do it, right?
Yeah. But the quest you only get once on the account now. They've changed it.
So if I do
that quest on leader and I go and jump on a till, that quest is not there.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's completely pointless. So I just do it on leader and stay on leader, and I keep leveling, leveling, and leveling. Now, what you need to remember, though, with Super Squirt Day is as long as you've got the Safari Hat, that's all you need. You don't need the pet biscuits, the two different. Yeah, you just need the Safari Hat. Put the Safari Hat on. You will take a pet from level 1 to level 17 in the first fight, then from 17 to 25. That's it. You can knock that over. A pet battle, depends on which pet battle that you're doing. If you do Enchanted Broom, your level pet, and Bone Storm, you will do that in literally about 3 minutes. Done. Heal up, go again. So you can get that done easily in about 5-6 minutes, level the pet. One pet from 1 to 25. It's like, it is quick. It is the quickest strategy to do. It mightn't even be 3 minutes. I haven't timed it.
Okay.
Honestly, I used to do 3 minutes with Weebomination. Panky
is saying here that it takes 11 moves.
11 moves. Yeah.
So 22 moves for 25 levels. That's pretty quick.
Yep. Yeah, it is really quick. And that is the best strategy. And all I do is, that is it. Go over and over and over until level. And because I've got rematch, I queue them.
Oh, so yeah,
I have my leveling queue. Yeah. I have them all in there ready to go. And I actually got to the end of my leveling queue this morning and I went, what the hell? But when I looked, I hadn't added in my new ones to the leveling queue.
So with the leveling pets, what's the minimum level for the pet? Can it be a level 1 pet that you want to level up? Because I know that you need to. Okay, I didn't know, because there's sometimes you need to have like a minimum level 5 pet or something for, because it's going to get hit or something squirt. And you want to make sure. But for squirt, it can be just level 1. For it doesn't matter.
It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. your strategy is that you bring in that level pet, which is a level 1, which won't get hit at all.
Okay.
So whereas strategies for other different types of trainers, it might impact, whereas it says, well, you've got to have a humanoid minimum level 7, because if it gets hit, it's going to take damage and die, and you don't want your pet taking damage and dying when you're trying to level. So so that's the whole thing. But if you really want,
so that
strategy,
I think the part that I really didn't know the most about was just being able to do it on the one character over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Yep. I just got later in the garrison and away we go.
Jeez.
And because and the other good thing is, if it's not Super Squirt Day and if it is normal Squirt Day, well, you'd use your two pet biscuits, which give you bonus, right?
Sure.
Just make sure that if you were using them on a not Super Squirt Day, just a normal Squirt Day, is you log out. If you're walking away from the computer, you log out.
Yeah, I know.
Because that buff does not go away.
Yeah.
But on Super Squirt Day, you don't need it. Just put the Safari Hat on. Away you go. Two pet battles, 1 to 25 in, what did we say, 22 moves.
22 moves.
Done. Yeah. I've leveled at least about 30 pets today already. Yeah. I've been on and off the computer.
Man.
On and off. Right. Yep.
Have you done anything else? Since
I've seen
show?
A specialist, I've seen anything
in
else
World
oh,
of Warcraft.
You meant today.
No.
Well, other than playing challenge tunes, but that's different. Yeah. Okay. No, that's pretty much like it. That's that's just, there's been other stuff, but it's Super Squirt Day, so
because we're gonna get into the squirt stuff, and I can see you already starting to go down that, like, no, we're gonna be here forever. No.
Yeah.
No.
So I'm done. That's fine. Super Squirt Day. Next. Where in the world? Tell us. Actually, I'm really excited about this because we got a heap of responses. Yes, we did. So I'm super happy. Yeah.
And this is, so we added Alicia. A little thing. Hi, Allie. We added, I don't have a shot for you, unfortunately, because the sharks are out now. So, so we added this Where in the World of Warcraft are we? About 2 episodes ago, just as something a little fun, but it doesn't, you don't win any points or anything. There's no prizes. Just, it's just something to do. And I thought it would be neat to go around to different places in WoW and do screenshots. And because WoW is huge. It's humongous. Huge. And there's some pretty neat looking places. So our last one from last episode, I'm going to put it up on the screen.
Last episode? Yes.
This is the one from last episode where we're in the cave looking out. Well, we are looking in, but in the background it shows snow and some hills or something, right? So we did have some people respond. So do you want to hold on? Let's go back and forth, right? You want to? We'll do this one, right? We'll just go back and forth, okay? Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, so, and this was in the order that they came in.
Yes,
like these, from when we tweeted the original.
Yeah. Okay. So the first response that we had was from Gunk Games. They said that it was the entrance to the Lost Rigger Cove in Tenerys. Yar. No, wrong.
No.
Nope.
It's a good spot though.
Yes.
It kind of does look big, but yeah, I know exactly where it's talking. Okay, Execute said, you guys are in Hillsbred Falls at the Growless Cave.
Is it the Growless Cave? Yes, it is the Growless Cave. But yes, technically the zone is Hillsbred Foothills. It's just a little bit further north where it's all snow. Frasley says, Tenerys, one of the caves near the pirates. Guess everybody's thinking it was pirates time. No.
Mm. Mm.
No.
Layla says, I'm going to go with Growless Cave in Spread just south of Alterac, which is sometimes occupied by a rare yeti named Scowl. Correct.
So, yeah, Layla had to show us her knowledge.
She had
to go all in.
She did.
She did.
Hot
she
you, Layla. Thank you.
Cogspring says, I agree with Layla. It's Growless Cave in Hillsbred.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but I think Layla gets points for that though.
Layla gets points, definitely. Okay, Mr. Grimm says, you're in the Alterac Valley cave where the Santa Yeti is during Wintervale.
Yep.
Correct.
And good old Zortz says, we're in a cave. Yes, we are in a cave.
Correct! Zortz is correct. Technically, he is correct. Thank you.
Ganon 360 said, are we in Silithus? No. So how many did we get? We got about 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 8. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So we do have a new one for this week. Yes,
we do.
You're wrong. Well, you're not wrong because we are in a cave, but
really. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
You're not wrong, so.
We did get a new one.
Right.
I'm just going to say, for people that are in the chat, if you know what it is, or if you don't know, just don't guess in the chat. We're going to put it up on Twitter, too. It helps me to track it a little bit better when it's as a reply on Twitter. So we will
maybe
have.
Maybe we should do a hashtag. Where in the world?
Wow, that's so long.
That's what she said.
Yeah, I've never heard that before.
Well, maybe we should. I was thinking this the other day, actually, and I completely forgot to ask. Hashtag.
Where in WoW?
Where in WoW? We might do a hashtag of that, hey? That's not too long.
Maybe.
That's what he said.
or maybe we just get them to reply to our tweet. Just saying. Okay. And anyway, okay. Yeah. Just for people that are in the chat, we're going to put this up on the screen. If you know where it is, congrats. Okay. Just wait for us to tweet it, okay? If you don't know, just don't guess in the chat because I'm not going to be able to track it appropriately because I usually put it into the show for next month.
Give them like a 2 second. Be like, and, here it is.
Yeah, it's going to be up for 5 seconds and then it's gone. And then, well, they can pause the shot or they can pause the stream and then go back, right?
So, yeah.
Anyways.
I just go.
Okay, here we go. One, two, okay. Just like so. Yeah, just give me 5 sec. Just 5 seconds. Yep. It's just like me. Quick and dirty. There you go. One, two, three. There you go.
Well, so wait for it to load.
So we're in Azeroth. Allie, I know that you'll know. Don't be a smarty pants. I'm in Lita's kitchen. Exactly. So we're going to have a little fun with it. Not really sure what we're going to do for the next one, but we're just messing around. I think next one we have to do Horde because the last one was Horde. This one is Alliance. Right.
Yeah, and then we're doing Horde Alliance just to mix it up. Yeah.
This one was my main. And next one will be on Lita's main. And I've got my old main that I jump on with.
Excellent. Lita. All right. Okay. So that's basically it. So don't forget, if you want to contact us, check out the website, which is adventuresinazeroth.com. You can email us. Also, if you want to email us what you've been up to, your answers for, where in the world are we? Go for it. Send your email to podcast@adventuresinazeroth.com. Twitter, our Twitter account is @ADVAzeroth, and you can follow us on Twitch when we record live, which is twitch.tv/ADVAzeroth. Stone.
You can also, I was also going to say, if you have beta access to Classic, I want to share your thoughts too. Go for it because, I feel like our podcast, I think, actually it's going to be kind of interesting, because some podcasts are like, well, I'm only D3 or I'm only Overwatch, or you have a podcast that does all of Blizzard. Well, now we have WoW, but are we going to do WoW and WoW Classic? Right? Because they are two completely different games, right? But in the meantime, let us know if you've had Classic access and what you thought of stuff, and maybe what you thought of the bugs that were being reported and how much you laughed at them, because you laughed at the people being like, this is too hard.
It's a bug.
And it's not a bug. Anyways,
it's not a bug. That's how it was.
You can find me on Twitter @STONEGRASP, as well as the WoW Challenges podcast, once every couple weeks. And, that was the old. Sorry. Well, we got to change the template.
We forget about that. You can find me on Twitter @LetaWow, which is LETAWOW, as well as Behind the Avatar, which there will be an episode coming. I won't say soon, but there is something in the works. So other than that, thank you, chat room, for hanging out. Thank you for all the lights, the retweets. Thanks, guys, for following along with the where in the world of Azeroth, are we? It's been good fun. It's nice to see all the different responses. Yeah. So we appreciate that. Don't forget, you can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and Spotify.
Spotify, the link. I think I'm going through hot flashes right now or something. I don't know. All of a sudden, I got really hot. Spotify is there. It just, I don't know why I need to change the RSS tags for it. Because you have to search for us and not just WoW. So if you search for WoW, it won't come up. But if you search for Adventures in Azeroth, it will. I need to set the meta tags, and I can't remember where I did that for the other podcast. So I did it for one. I don't know where I did it for the second one. And I have to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Well,
so it's really there if you're trying to find it. Just type in the name. Yeah. It won't come up with like a vague search. You did it in that one place. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's just remembering where that one place is.
Man, is this what it feels like to go through Metman pause or what?
I'd say so. I don't know. But yeah, I'd say so. It's fun. Anyway, say goodbye to everyone. Thank you, chat room. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We really appreciate it. Have a great week, and we will catch you soon.
Tomorrow. Well, for next show. Yeah. In about a month. All right. See you later.
Yeah.
I thought it was like tomorrow. All right. Bye.
Adventures in Azeroth is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright
2019.
AdventuresInAzeroth.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for this show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incompidec.com. No copyright infringement is intended.